Hello and good morning. I wonder whether you have already checked your mobile, your tablet, or your laptop yet. Okay, I know you have, because I know that most of you listening to me this morning are most probably of the younger generation. You have probably looked at your Instagram, and by the way, I don't know, I only hear about it. I don't know anything about it. Or your WhatsApp. Now, this I do know, and indeed I use a lot, especially when communicating with people outside the UK. And, of course, your Facebook page, and last but not least, your email. You have probably done all this on a little gadget you have kept on by your bedside so that you do not lose any messages. And also because you have probably done away with the tablet, because why keep a large gadget when a small one will do everything while in the palm of your hand? Amazingly, this little handset is now supposed to have several hundreds of percents of processing power and storing capacity than the computer that Yuri Gagarin, the first space-orbiting man, had on his Vostok spacecraft when he completed an orbit of the Earth on the 12th of April, 1961. You have also probably never seen the large rooms that used to house the very early computers, which had to be air-conditioned to counteract the heat generated. There was a special technician assigned to operate it, and he, most commonly it was a he, was quite well paid. Well, now we do not want to be a he or a she, because we are the he and the she who work our own mobiles the way we want. And if we're stuck for any reason, there always is that little nerd of a classmate who comes to the rescue. As for us grandparents, well, we are really and truly beholden to you, our youngsters. Or hopefully we have grandchildren who come to help us and enjoy that cynical grin that they display when they do so. Hopefully they will not say, "Here you are, Granddad, get on with it," chuckling as they say so. Now, I hope I'm broad-minded enough and understanding enough to appreciate that this is the new world, and that my generation are only able to struggle just to keep up. And that obviously it's the new generation who is supposed to pick up the baton of progress and run away with it, at least until they are old enough to hand that same baton to the next generation when the new inventions come on stream. In a small way, our generation did exactly that when we were the ones able to work these now ridiculously primitive gadgets called the wireless or the radio, the early models of which would fill up a side table, and the aerial, not the antenna, was a copper wire slung between two poles outside and about 10 meters apart, and from which a line is taken to plug into the back of the radio. Get the picture? Probably not. But just look at these old radio sets on the internet to appreciate what I'm trying to describe. However, there is one big difference. In our days, it was almost impossible for us to tie ourselves to the radio, as it did not fit into our pockets or the palms of our hands. So we had to get on with other aspects of our lives and only sit to listen to the news or some music when we think we have the spare time to do so. Of course, these radio sets eventually grow smaller and smaller in size and less consuming of power, and I'm sure you would have a small set somewhere in your cupboard, because I cannot imagine you using it anymore. The other big difference is that in these days the radio could not be listened to through earphones or any form of auxiliary headphones. So people around had to share the listening, and one had to allow for the fact that there should be a consensus as to what program is to be tuned into. It was a shared experience, not an isolating experience, as present-day handsets are. Everywhere one goes nowadays, people are cocooned within their own selves, almost totally oblivious of those around, whether this is on the road, in buses, underground, or anywhere. We may be communicating far and wide, and our Instagrams may have hundreds or thousands of followers, but they may be mostly people in remote places whom we only know as followers. But they may mostly people in remote places whom we only know as followers. We have no idea what kind of people they are, and of course, we are aware of the tragedies that sometimes happens when such people turn out to be nasty ones, when more physical contact is arranged. But even without that, I'm sure I'm not alone in thinking that we are losing the human interaction side of life. Society may have itself become cocooned within the circle of friends, of persons, and I do not use the word people, with whom we think we are interacting with. They are persons, or maybe some individuals who may present themselves to us under different guises, so that we think we have five followers when they really are just one. So, being the fuddy-duddy that I am, I only hope that I may have presented some thoughts on the need to use all these extremely useful inventions intelligently, so as not to lose at least the value of interaction between real humans. There are other aspects which I hope to address in more talks to come, and which are becoming reason to concern on a wide scale. But in the meantime, instead of the late Bruce Forsyth's noted mantra, "Keep dancing," I would just say, "Keep clicking." Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with The Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app?